This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Investigators from the U.S. and Korea are meeting today with the pilots of Asiana Flight 214, which crashed at San Francisco Airport on Saturday. Over the years, airlines and aircraft manufacturers have invested in technology to improve the survivability of crashes, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
78 seconds is how long it took for 870 passengers to get off this Airbus 380 in an evacuation test back in 2008. The FAA requires that any plane can be evacuated in 90 seconds. That's stricter than the 120 seconds it was back in the 60s, as things like emergency lighting and uniformly spaced exits were installed. None of this was cheap, says Robert Mann. He's an airline industry consultant.
It's not a small task initially for the manufacturer, where significant planning and execution costs are involved. And it's also not inexpensive for the carriers, who literally must certify each individual employee on a recurrent basis.
Keith Mackey is an aviation safety consultant. He says at this point, evacuation technology is pretty much optimized. One of the main challenges now is passengers themselves.
Many folks don't pay any attention to the cabin announcements or bother to read the safety brochures that are provided in the seat back.
He says seconds saved mean lives saved. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.